That time of a Wednesday afternoon where Half normally catch up with Sean Cullinan, but I get to talk to the Sports Geek today at Sports Geek HQ on Twitter. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Shebex.
How's it all going, buddy?
It's good. Keeping busy, keeping the fans engaged on both Facebook and Twitter. It's been fun.
Take us through the little thing that you did for Brisbane and West Coast.
Yeah, well, it was an absolutely great game, and a great call by the guys at SN. I was actually listening to the end of it. But what we did was we did a bit of a battle between the fans of both Brisbane and West Coast Eagles. They've both got implementations of Sports DP, which we developed, yep, which ranks all the fans and what they do from a social activity point of view. So the Lions have Lions Pride, and the Eagles have their implementation called the Swoop. And so what we did is we started to rank the fans on the actions that they were doing and sort of put them in a bit of a battle to say who's going to win the online battle. You know, the on-field battle is between the 22 blokes, but who's going to win the battle off the field? And it was a bit of an unfair fight. You see there the numbers. The Eagles way out in front as far as Facebook fans and Twitter followers. So we did a bit of handicapping at Sports Geek,
yep,
and came out with some really great numbers. The fans, all their scores in Sports DP all rose across the board for both teams. The Brisbane Lions were just in front, and I think that was maybe the fervour that they had after the win, mm-hmm, with people retweeting, and you know, on top of that, it was Brownie's 100th game as captain, so yep, they were all up and about. We also scored them on the Facebook fans liking the pregame post, so it's pretty much, hey guys, you think we'll win? And the West Coast Eagles guys have been doing it for 12 months, so they just completely smashed that category and were way out in front. But what we also did was we put up the mascots in a battle,
yeah,
because both Rick the Rock for the Eagles and Bernie Gabba Vegas both have a Facebook page, so it's a much smaller segment of their fan base that most of the fans don't know about. And so we use Sports DP to direct the fans there to say, come on, lift the engagement, and effectively using the mascots as a cheerleader, which is what they are at the stadium, but doing it on an online perspective. And
Bernie won?
No, Rick the Rock won, with 10% of his fan base actually coming from the Swoop. So Rick was pretty pumped with that to get a win there. And then we took it onto Twitter and had a battle of the hashtags with Go Lions and Go Eagles. And that was one where, yeah, the Brisbane Lions got up in front on the hashtags. And again, I think they were lucky in that a lot of people were doing, you know, very proud of the win, you know, to get I think Polk's torpedo tweet, when they tweeted that, went bananas. And then the Brisbane Lions had their most tweetable, retweeted tweet when they got the win. So obviously every fan just could not help themselves and decided to retweet. So it was really good to get the feedback from the fans to say,
yep,
hey, we're able to, you know, we're on the other side of the country, but we felt part of the game. We, you know, the clubs are tweeting it out. We knew we had to retweet. We
Excellent.
Knew we had to use the hashtag. So it was really good from an engagement point of view. And, yeah, Monday and Tuesday, all the fans are going back to see where they're ranked, because they're all ranked on a ladder and they get to see you know, where they rank with all their,
yep,
with all their mates. So it's good fun. Be interested to see if we can do it again with another couple of clubs. We've done it before without having the metrics inside of Sports DP. We did it earlier with the Canterbury Bulldogs and the Storm earlier in the year. And it really just gives, it's not something you can do every single week.
Mm.
But when you've got, you know, a bit of a rivalry there or some event, you can effectively create an event around that the fans can sort of rally around.
Collingwood and Hawthorn have taken up the interaction at the MCG. I know that we do a fair bit of Twitter work for them during the games. Is it starting to really pick up that interaction during in-game?
Well, yeah, and I think that partly is the ability to be able to get on Twitter, which is a bit of a problem that sometimes, you know, with a big crowd, and
yep,
that's a problem worldwide. But yeah, definitely it comes down to, you've got to tell the fans. And so actually using the big screen and saying, hey guys, you know, share your tweets, use hashtag always Hawthorn, or tag your tweets Go Pies, it might appear on the board. It does make people go, oh, what is this Twitter thing? I'll check it out. And what you'll find is most fans will follow the team, they'll follow the players, and they'll just effectively get a, you know, Collingwood branded, or in the case of West Coast, they effectively get a West Coast branded Twitter account. And they're pretty much happy with that. You know, they're following 30 or 40 accounts, and they know every time they open their phone, it's going to be either news from West Coast fans or the players. So they're quite happy with the Twitter experience like that. So I think as more people understand how they can use Twitter, because it's very conversational and you can pretty much get whatever you want to get out of it, you decide who you're going to follow. So you're going to decide what you're going to get. So I think, yeah, the clubs will definitely build further engagement, and that can drag the fan along to, you know, signing up for a member and maybe buying some more merch and really locking them in as a fan, which is what all the teams are trying to do.
Well, beautiful. We'll talk more, I'm sure, over the ensuing weeks, Sean. Thanks for your time.